Okay. All right. This morning, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is 1:15:23. Happy birthday to our dad in heaven and our aunt in a nursing home. She's 92 today. Jill. The title of this is called History is Repeating Itself. As I've spoken to you on many occasions over the years about the fall of the cabal, the time has come. Look, pay close attention, for they are beginning to fall on their own swords. I will put a lying spirit in their mouths. They will move forward with a spirit of confusion. They will turn on each other and destroy each other. Take no delight in what you see, but just remember what I've said to you since 2015. All of this is all up to this point has been done behind the scenes. This is the time of the revealing of that has gone on. Many that have turned a deaf ear and a blind eye will be seeing and hearing for the first time. Have mercy on them, for they will need it, especially those that succumb to the genocide agenda. I will only let evil go so far before I will deal with it. You have seen this throughout history. We're talking about biblical history, what we know. History does repeat itself. But this time it will be different. My kingdom come, my will be done in earth as in heaven. My book of Revelation, book of disclosure, is about their fall and about the rise of my people. It is about deliverance from evil for my people, 2023 Jubilee. So we're going to look at a few scriptures here. The first one's in Leviticus 26. See, this has been going on since Genesis 3 for us, since man came on the scene, the enemy of our soul. Different nations, different generations have dealt with this, but now every generation is dealing with this. Every nation is dealing with this. This is Leviticus 26, verse 8. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. There's several scriptures here, so I'm just going to keep going here. 2 Kings 19, verse 7. I didn't get all of them. There's many. I just picked out some. There's so many that talk about the sword for sure. Just want to get a general of what we're talking about here. 2 Kings 19, 7. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. To me, that's by your own company. Yeah. All right, Psalms 5:10. Destroy thou them, O God, let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. Psalm 63, verse 10. They shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for the foxes. Well, the birds are going to come and eat the flesh of kings and rulers and politicians and spiritual leaders and so-called. Those that say they are his and are not. All right, Psalm 64, 8. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. They're going to rat each other out. They won't be evil. See, they won't even be able to say what they want. All right, Psalms 91, 7. A thousand shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. They're going to be dropping like flies all around us. Some from the COVID, not COVID, but the jab. Every day, stuff is coming out about it, more horribleness about it. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But think about it. If you were one that had it and you heard all those things, what would it cause you to do? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he, you know? Did the enemy really even have to make it, do the real thing? Couldn't he just put out the propaganda and people would believe it and succumb to it? Either way, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. I mean, it says we could drink any deadly thing and it wouldn't hurt us. All right, Psalms 91:7, Proverbs 11:5. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 26:27. It is not good to eat much honey for... Wait a minute, that can't be it. Sorry, that's 25. 26:27. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. I was thinking about the coyote and the roadrunner. That's what that whole cartoon is about. Everything that the coyote tries to do against the roadrunner falls back on him. Everything. Think they were projecting something there? Proverbs 28:10. Whoso causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession. That's what's fixing to come down. Isn't that what the Jubilee is? Everything's returned to the rightful owner? Yeah. Okay, Proverbs 29:16. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increaseth, but the righteous shall see their fall. All right. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 8. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. Isaiah 13, I wrote the whole chapter on this one. There's many that are just whole chapters all about this. About the repercussions of what these people have done and what they've been doing. Over and over we see it in the Word. All right, chapter 13. The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz did see, lift ye up a banner upon the high mountain, exalt the voice unto them, shake the hand, that they may go into the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts mustered the host of the battle. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even the Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. They're meeting Davos this week, right? All the deep state players are meeting in Davos, Switzerland, every year for their summit to try to figure out how they're going to hurt us more, how they're going to kill us more, how they're going to lie to us more, how they're going to steal from us more. Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrow shall take hold of them that shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord. That's talking about some high blood pressure right there. Face flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Oh, we ain't leaving. We ain't leaving. The wicked are being taken out of it. Go read the book of, it's Ezra. It's out of the Apocrypha. The books that were originally in the King James Version, it talks about the wicked being taken out, and the righteous are the ones that are left are the ones that are the blessed ones. And the ones taken are the ones that are cursed. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. Could it be their days of darkness? The days of the mouth of the beast and the image of the beast, no more. No more. It doesn't mean darkness like we think darkness. It means no more voice. No more can they spout their harlotries over the airways into our homes. And I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place. Talks about the three city states. It does. It talks about the three city states in the book of Revelation. They'll move out of their place. It says there'll be no more sea. Where do you think they've hidden all of their stuff? Under the sea. The CIA is under Geneva, Switzerland, down under the sea, under the ocean. That's where they meet. With their maglift trains that go all over the world. Somebody was saying yesterday, or the other, I think it was the night before, that you go from here to Tokyo in 90 minutes on a maglift. All under the ocean. This is all their network down into there. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth will move out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts and in the day of his fierce anger. Now it shall be as a chased roe and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people and flee every one into his own land. Huh, sounds like just Sarah, doesn't it? And every one that is found shall be thrust through, and every one that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Nothing can stop what's coming. They know it all. They have it all. Nobody can run and hide. They can't run to their holes in the rocks anymore. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled and their wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver as for gold. They shall not delight in it. Their bows also shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children. They've been talking about, they believe half of the earth's population are hybrid. Have you heard that? That they're going to immediately die, all of them. So you're looking at, so 50% of the population, how many, 7 point whatever billion on the earth? 3.5 billion people that we thought were people that are not people? Just think about that. I don't know about that. I haven't gone down that hole. But I'm thinking, what? And I've heard it more than once. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldeans' excellency shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And it shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation, neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherds make their fold there, but wild beasts of the desert shall lie there. Kind of like D.C., it's going to be a bird sanctuary. Because of the atrocities that have gone on underneath the ground. It's desecrated. I mean, it is horrible. But the wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures, and owls shall dwell there, and satyrs shall dance there. And the wild beasts of the island shall cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant palaces, and her time is near to come, and her days shall not be prolonged. In other words, they're going to be no more. No inhabitants. Just like what it says in the book of Revelation about the burning of Babylon. There'll no be anybody there doing trade. There'll be nobody. You won't hear the trumpets playing. You won't see anyone having a wedding. You won't see anybody doing anything because it is no more. All right, Isaiah 24. 19. You read all through the Old Testament and see Babylon. Sometimes it's mentioned, sometimes it's not, but it's the same old spirit. All right, 24:19. Same old spirit at work. The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard and shall be removed like a cottage. And the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it. It shall fall and not rise again. That's why there's going to be a new one. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high and the kings of the earth upon the earth. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit and shall be shut up in the prison. And after many days shall they be visited. Then the moon shall be confounded, the sun ashamed, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his ancients gloriously. For he reigns, there'll be a new heaven, new earth, after Gog and Magog. Which I was telling Danny that I heard S.G. Anon talk about the way these different countries, Turkey and different ones, are setting up. He said they're setting up just in line with the Gog-Magog war. You know, but we know that's not going to happen until after the thousand-year reign. I guess they stop it. But when Satan's loosed again, what's he going to do again? His plan's going to move forward, because you know how these people are and these people that follow Satan are. They're going to do it and do it and do it and do it and do it until they can't do it. Until you stop them. Either you put them in the pit or you cut off their head or guillotine them. Whatever you do, they're going to do it. 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 They're not going to stop. We've seen 6,000 years of this tyranny. They're not going to stop. God would take it out. Before you know it, here you see them again. All right, Isaiah 30. Not meaning to be cruel or ugly. There's any other way. That's why they have to do what they do. They know. They know that they will not stop. They still get up in Congress and lie. All right, 30. 25. And there shall be upon every high mountain, upon every high hill, rivers and streams of waters in the day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. Wow. Someone was saying the other day, I'm trying to think about who, oh, it was Sheila Holmes. She was talking with LT on And We Know. And she's given some history about the Georgia Guidestones. She said that was one of their main vocal points, was the Guidestones. And she said, all the towers all over the world, they all connect. You know, we're talking about the ley lines and all that kind of stuff. The Lord showed us way back. Yeah. When the towers fall. I think it's in Jeremiah talks about, and I remember the Jewish guy that wrote the books, Jonathan Kahn, talking about the towers falling. All right. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, and the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound. I said, give me some of that. They talk about how they've tried to block out the sun because the sun actually has healing properties. They've done everything they could to block it out. That was Bill Gates' agenda. Told you, no, wear this sunscreen, protect you from the sun. It's evil, it's wicked, it'll cause this, it'll cause that, when just the opposite is true. All right, Jeremiah 51. There's people that sun gaze that talk about they restored their eyesight by sun gazing. They tell you how to do it. Sun gazing. Get their eyesight back. What do you think sunshades are about? Well, it's not to help you. To make your eyes more dim. They're all about dumbing you down. Where you don't see the truth at all. And they can do whatever they want to you, just like a sheep led to the slaughter. Their whole agenda has been that way. They've lied to us about everything. Right. Well, there's a way to do it. Right. I've gotten to where I can drive. Now I take my glasses off, I can see perfectly driving. Now close up, I can't so much. But all my glasses, I have to pull them off to see in the distance. Everything's so bright and clear to me, and I don't wear shades. I'm not sun gazing, but I'm just telling you. They've lied to us. Made money off of us. Saying they're here to help us when they're not. It's all a scam. Satan doesn't have anything but scams. Jeremiah 51:44. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan unto the habitation of the strong, but I will make them suddenly run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me, and who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd that will stand before me? Therefore hear ye the counsel of the Lord that he hath taken against Babylon and his purposes that he hath purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitation desolate with them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth is moved and the cry is heard among the nations. Yeah. The 6,000 years that I have given to man has run out. It is time for my will to come to pass in the earth. My kingdom come, my will be done in earth as in heaven. The high towers of Babylon are coming down, all of them. Just as I confused the people building their tower, I will do this again so that they will not be able to communicate. All right, Genesis 11. We're going to look at how he did it. My tab is gone. There it is. This is how it always starts. It starts with them erecting a tower. Whether it be over whatever mountain of influence. That's how they've infiltrated. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go, let us make us brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. What was the purpose of Nimrod? Overthrow God. What's Satan's agenda? I will exalt myself above the Most High. Isaiah, whatever, 14. There's the agenda right there. And that's what these people are acting on. Every one of them. They got the same agenda. Somebody said this the other day, and I was glad they said it because I have said it too. These people, they are disgusting, but they are united, and that's the problem. Christians, they get on the air and bash everybody, and just they're awful. They're shameful. In fact, sometimes it when I hear one of them trying to defend themselves against one of these people, I'm thinking, just let it go. Just let it roll off your back. Either you're doing this for God or you're just wasting your time. Yeah. And they said, go, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach into heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, The people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, and they that they may not understand one another's speech. The Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel. Babel. Because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. I wish he'd have wiped them out. Yeah. All right. Let's keep going here. Psalms 35. Verse 4. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. I pray that. I said, Lord, thank you that they cannot track anything we do in our home or anything we do, our cars, our phones, our whatever devices we have, that when they try to track us, they just get confusion, static. We're untrackable, untraceable. We've got the blood of the Lamb. Can't penetrate the blood. Okay, Psalm 70, verse 2. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. These are good scriptures right here. Psalms 109:29. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. Because they have chosen to lie like their father, they will not be able to tell the truth, for there is no longer any truth in them. I believe it about these people, the ones we see in the forefront. They'd tell a lie if the truth sounded better. I don't think they can do anything but. I think they've done it so much that they've become like their father, the devil. Jesus said he had no truth in him. All right, 1 Kings 22. Where are you? There you are. Verse 22. 1 Kings 22:22. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also, go forth and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the people hath spoken evil concerning thee. 2 Chronicles 18, that may be the same thing. We'll see here. Probably is. 2 Chronicles 18:21. And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil against thee. The cabal has lied to you about everything, but you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now I want to read this to you because I was listening to a Captain Kyle Ty chat. He made a statement, and it encouraged me because I've heard him make some statements about the ETs, and he was on with SGN on, and he said something about SG said, you know, he says they're the sons of Cain. You know, he goes right out with it. And Captain Kyle said, you know, they call them ETs. He said they are terrestrial because I thought about that, extraterrestrial and terrestrial. But they're not human either. They're hybrid. Yeah. So anyway, this is what I came away with. He made an interesting observation. It was concerning God's word. He basically said that even these devils could not sabotage God's holy word. Hiding it from us couldn't change the redemption that Jesus did for us. They could not take away anything that the Bible had to say because it's a spiritual book that is spiritually discerned. The Holy Spirit is the teacher of the church, and Jesus is the Word of God, no matter what they do. They cannot take this away from us, the living Word inside of us. Now, these are all my words from what I heard him say. The living Word is inside of us, and he has been made unto us wisdom. The more you give yourself to the Word, the more revelation you receive, because to me, the Bible is a coded book. And until you're filled with the Spirit and you begin to apply that word to your life, you begin to get revelation about it. And you go, whoa, I never saw that before. Who knew? They can't take it. See, everything they do is physical. The devil glories in the flesh. Even taking away our whole Bible, they can't stop the revelation of the Spirit of God in us. The more you give yourself to the Word, the more revelation you receive. We have lost nothing. We have gained it all. Jesus, he did it all, and he said he would be with us and would never leave us or forsake us. By moving inside of us, it squelched the enemy from launching any weapon against us. We are now the temple of the Holy Ghost. Take out the temple and wherever. Who cares? Jesus defeated Satan, and that's that. The Bible is safe, safely inside of every believer. Pull aside and look inside. All right, a few more scriptures and we'll be done with this. Matthew 13. When he said that, I just jumped inside of me. I said, you are absolutely right. I've never heard such a good take on that. I mean, he didn't say all of that, but I understood what he was saying. Because he said, when I began to get into the Word myself, the Word became alive to me. And I began to see things that I'd never seen before. That didn't happen from some book. That happened from the Holy Spirit. Even though we have His written Word and we are quickened in this Word. But even if they took it away, He's still the teacher of the church. And He's in us. All right, Matthew 13, 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. Yeah, that's the way it is. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. This one too. This is all inside, guys. All we've ever heard taught is outside. For the most part, it's all inside. That's why Jesus said, pull down this temple and I'll raise it up in 3 days. And he did. We became the temple of the Holy Ghost. All right, Colossians 1:27. This says it all. Beautiful scripture. That is not the right one. Well, this is good, but I'm looking. Did I not write? Sorry, 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, verse 1, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Because we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So it's in us. All of it's in us. All right, Colossians 1:27 now. To whom God would have make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not in the temple, in you. Whose temple you are.